It's been a while, but I think I want to do a bedtime story. It's been a long time since I've read a book. I have a book in my hand right now. You could even hear some flippy pages. I have The Velveteen Rabbit picked out for us. This is the abridged version, though, because I think I found the full, and it was almost 4,000 words, so that would be a 30-40 minute read. And I might fall asleep before that, so you guys get the abridged version. And maybe in the future, I'll do longer reads. But today I'm gonna do this. So I got my favorite plushie, and you know who he is. He's my good boy. And we're gonna read The Velveteen Rabbit. There once was a Velveteen Rabbit. And in the beginning, he was really splendid. He was fat and bunchy, as rabbits should be. His coat was spotted brown and white. He had real thread whiskers. And his ears were lined with pink satin. On Christmas morning, when he sat wedged on top of the boy's stocking, there was a sprig of holly between his paws. The effect was charming. There were other things in that stocking. Nuts and oranges and a toy engine. And chocolate almonds and a clockwork mouse. The rabbit was the best of all. For at least 2 hours, the boy loved him. And then the aunts and uncles came to dinner. And there was a great rustling of tissue papers and unwrapping of parcels. And in that excitement of looking at all the new presents, the Velveteen Rabbit was forgotten. For a long time, the rabbit lived in the toy box or on the nursery floor, and no one thought very much of him. He was naturally shy, and being only made of velveteen, some of the more expensive toys quite snubbed him. The mechanical toys were very superior and looked down upon everyone else. They were full of modern ideas and pretended they were real. The rabbit could not claim to be a model of anything, for he didn't know that real rabbits existed. He thought they were all stuffed with sawdust like him, and he never understood that sawdust was quite out of date and should never be mentioned in modern circles. The poor little rabbit was made to feel himself very insignificant and commonplace. Only one other toy in the toy box was like the Velveteen Rabbit. Cowboy Horse was also a soft, fluffy toy. But he was old. Most of his hair was torn away. And he had only one eye left. Cowboy Horse said to Velveteen Rabbit one day, "Soft toys like us are really the lucky ones. We get loved the most. And when soft toys get loved and loved, we become real." "What is real?" said Velveteen Rabbit. "Being real is the best," said the Skin Horse. "You move when you want to move. When you are real, and if you are loved, you can show your love back." One day Nana took care of the boy. Flew open the lid of the toy box. She said in a busy tone, "Oh dear. That walking doggy is missing. I must find something else for the boy." In a second, Velveteen Rabbit was plopped down onto the bed with the boy. This began another very happy time for the Velveteen Rabbit. Each night, the boy would hold the Velveteen Rabbit close in his arms. And in the morning, the boy would show the Velveteen Rabbit how to make rabbit holes underneath the sheets. And if the boy went outside for a picnic or to the park, Velveteen Rabbit would come with him too. After a while, with all the hugging and holding, much of Velveteen Rabbit's fur got matted down. His pink little nose grew less pink with all the boy's kisses. But the Velveteen Rabbit did not care. He was happy. One day, the boy became sick. His forehead got hot. The doctor came and went. Nana walked back and forth in fear. Day after day, the boy stayed in bed. There is nothing for the Velveteen Rabbit to do but to stay in bed as well, day after day. Then at last, the boy got better. There was such joy in the house. The doctor said the boy must go to the shore. How wonderful, thought the Velveteen Rabbit. How many times that the boy talked happily about the shore and told of its white sands and big blue ocean. What about this old bunny? Nana asked the doctor. That old thing, said the doctor. It's full of scarlet fever germs. Burn it at once. Get him a new bunny. So, the Velveteen Rabbit was thrown into a sack, along with the boy's bed sheets and old clothes, and a lot of junk. The sack was carried to the backyard, and the gardener was told to burn the whole thing. But the gardener was too busy picking the beans and the peas before nightfall, so he left the sack behind. I'll take care of it tomorrow, he said. But the sack was not tied up at the top, and Velveteen Rabbit fell out. The next day, when the gardener picked up the sack to take it away to be burned, Velveteen Rabbit was not in it. It started to rain later that day. Velveteen was so sad, so far away from the boy. Never again to be nice and cozy together. And now, soaking wet, a tear fell from the Velveteen Rabbit's eye over his cheek. It plopped onto the grass. All at once, the spot where the tear fell, a flower grew up. Then the bud of the flower opened up, and there was a tiny fairy. Little rabbit, said the fairy, do you know who I am? I wish I did, said the Velveteen Rabbit. I am the fairy that takes care of the toys that are well loved, said the fairy. By then, the Velveteen Rabbit was shabby and gray. The boy had loved off all its whiskers. The pink lining in the ears had long turned gray. Its brown spots, once fresh and bright, were now faded and hard to see. It's time now for me to make you real, said the fairy. I think I remember real, said the Velveteen Rabbit. Now what was the cowboy horse that said? Ah, yes. When you're real, you can move when you want to move. If you're loved, you can love back. And with one touch of the fairy's wand, Velveteen Rabbit started to feel different, tingly. All of a sudden, each one of its hind legs, sewn together tight, could move. A fly landed on Velveteen Rabbit's head, and it was itchy. Quick as a wink, that foot was up at the Velveteen Rabbit's head to scratch it off. So this is being real. I can move when I want to move. The fairy chuckled. I will show you some new friends. And the fairy took Velveteen Rabbit where several rabbits ran and hopped about. Soon they were all great friends. Time went by. The boy was back from the shore. He was all better now. One day, the boy went to the backyard to play. From the trees nearby, a few rabbits hopped. One rabbit was brown all over, and another one was all white. A third rabbit had brown spots, most of them faded. That one hopped the closest to the boy. And the boy thought, why, this rabbit looks just like my old bunny that I lost when I was sick. I love that bunny. What he didn't know was that it was his very own bunny, come back to see the boy. For he was the reason why the Velveteen Rabbit had become real. The end. I really like that story. It was a favorite of mine growing up. A little rabbit who felt like a misfit. Found love and became real. Warms my little heart. I hope it did yours. Anyway. Maybe I'll read the long version one day.